a topic that came up recently in the Daf Yomi and may not sound so lemaisa, but is actually very, very much lemaisa, is a sugya that appears in Maseches Baba Kama primarily, Baba Kama Daf Pei, which discusses the iser to raise small animals in Israel. That ain't Megadlin Behema Daka Beretz Israel. So you might think, well, who's raising small animals in Israel? I have a first cousin who for a while was a shepherd. That's what he did. He was raising small animals in Israel, and there is a thriving shawarma industry in Israel. That shawarma has to come from somewhere. So somebody's raising small animals in Israel, so we have to figure out what is the heter, if there is any heter, to raise small animals in Israel. So first of all, what's the reason for the Yisr? Second of all, does the Yisr still apply nowadays? And third, are there any other heterim if the Yisr does apply nowadays? So let's start with the reason for the Yisr. The Gemara Baba Kama Tafayin, the Mishnah Baba Kama Tafayin Test tells us, Ein Megadlin Behema Daka Beretz Yisrael, Av Megadlin Besuria, Ubimin Boros Shalar Yisrael. So that's a key heter right off the bat. It's called in Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to be Megadol Behemadaka in Midboros Shel Eretz Yisrael, in areas where there's no chashash that the animal is going to get into anybody's field and is going to destroy anything. So if you really keep it secluded in a separate area, then you're allowed to be Megadol Behemadaka. What is the reason for the Yisr? So Rashi on the spot seems to say two things simultaneously. It's unclear which one is the primary shita of Rashi. Rashi writes, first of all, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which makes it sound like the animals are going to destroy perfectly good fields, and that's a violation, that's a problem of ruining Eretz Yisrael in some way or another, regardless of who owns the fields. And then he writes, Shemavir Sasados, the Kalsados Staman de Yisrael. And usually Jews own these fields, which makes it sound like the Yisr is not an Yisr of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but it's an Yisr of Gezel, that you have non-Jew, that you have Jewish people who own these fields, and your animals are going to go and destroy the fields that people own. So at first he seems to be saying that you have to maintain the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, and he writes similarly in Babasu Chavdal Ram Beis as well, that Venimtza Ha'ilan Omid Ve'ir Maguna Ve'inzu Tif'eres Eretz Yisrael, that there is this inyan of beautifying Eretz Yisrael regardless of who owns the land. But then he highlights that the fields belong to Jews, which implies that it's an Isra of Gezel. The Bir Agra on Chosh Mishmas Mitav Tesiv Katan Aleph seems to assume that Rashi's primary reason is the second one, that it's a violation of stealing. Now, while Rashi is not so clear, other Rishonim and Achronim are very clear. The Rambam in Hilchos Niske Mamon Perakei Alach Alv and Beis Va'asru lanu liros hamikra beretz Yisrael mipnei sheyishtalchu al asados liros v'hu gezel. The Rambam couldn't be clearer that the Yisr is that it's going to, your animals are going to steal from other people's fields. It's a violation of gezel. These animals are likely to wander. They're likely to eat from that which doesn't belong to them. Rambam writes similarly in the fourth parak of Maseches Becharos in the Pirush HaMishnayos. So he agrees that he holds the primary concern is eating from other people's fields. On the other hand, the Kaftar of Ferach in Perak Yud writes that this din must still apply nowadays because Nitztavinu biyishuva kol hayamim afal pishein aretz biyadenu. That it's irrelevant who owns the land. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a din for all generations, and part of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is to keep Eretz Yisrael beautiful. So there shouldn't be animals going and destroying things around Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael has to remain beautiful throughout the generations. That's how the Kaftar of Ferach understands Shitas Rashi. But he says very clearly that it's irrelevant who owns the land, and he brings a raya from the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei. The Gemara Baba Kama quotes a Maisa b'chassid echad, that there was a certain chassid that they had brought him a goat and they tied it to the kirei amita, they tied it to the bedpost, and when he died he said that the only sin he had committed was maintaining that goat, that you're not allowed to be megadol behemadaka in Eretz Yisrael. Now whenever the Gemara says Maisa b'chassid echad, it always means either Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava or Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Lai, both of whom lived after Churban Bayis Sheni when Bnei Yisrael were not in control of the land. So apparently the Yisr applies no matter who is in the land because of a Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That is the Raya that the Kaftar of Ferach brings. Another Raya that he brings is the Gemara over there. It talks about Rabbi Shmuel attributes the destruction of his father's house to this very Avera. And he also lived after the Churban. After all, he's the one in Shabbos Daf Yud Beis. Rabbi Shmuel is the one that says that Kashi Yibane Beis HaMikdash Avi Chatas Shmeina, that when we have a Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to remember to bring a Karban Chatas. So you see, he clearly lived when there was no Beis HaMikdash. And nevertheless, he was still concerned about this Isser, apparently assuming that the Isser is not about stealing from other Jewish people and their fields, but the Isser is just one of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in general. That is the sheet of the Kaftar Vaferach. There is a machlokas, Rav and Rav Huna, Baba Kama Daf Pei, whether the Isser Yisur exists in Bavel. So Rav Vosner and Shevet Alevi and Chelek Dalet Chosh Mishpas and Reish Chav Zayin says the Machlokas is exactly this Machlokas. The Machlokas Amarayim is this Machlokas. If the issue is that it's going to steal from other Jews, well, Bavel was an Ir Ve'im B'Yisrael, is where all the Jews lived. So then you have that concern. But if the issue is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, there's no issue of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Bavel, that it's Dafka that Machlokas. What about nowadays? Does the Yisur still apply nowadays? Says the Shulchan Aruch, black on white. It's going to steal from other people and damage other people. Nowadays, Shein Matsui Sheyul Yisrael Be'eretz Yisrael Sados near the Shari, where there are no Jews that own any fields in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be totally mutter, says the Shulchan Aruch. So now I ask you, it says black on white in the Shulchan Aruch that nowadays it is. You can take that two ways. It says black and white that nowadays it's mutter, but what's his svara? He says that it's mutter because there are no Jews living there. No Jews own anything in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. Nowadays, Jews do own things in Eretz Yisrael. So how exactly to interpret, how to apply this halacha is a major discussion in the poskim. Those who are machmir say that even though the Shulchan Aruch says that the din no longer applies, Rav Kook writes in a tshuva that b'yomenu shabaruch Hashem hischil yishuv Yisrael b'Eretz Yisrael near a pashut sha'asur b'chol merchav makom yishuv kidina mishnah. We go back to the original din that it's going to be asur. In Igros Haraya, he writes that umatov haya im yasimu lev l'sakin es kolam uvas, that by gidul b'hem adaka b'Eretz Yisrael, we should fix up the situation and make sure that it's done both in a mutter, that it's only done in the midbaros, that it's not done in a makom yishuv. Rav Avadya and Yabia Omer chelak gimel choshemish b'sim and Zayin says the same, that of course it's going to be asur nowadays. There are Jews living there and owning land. In fact, Rav Vosner even goes a step further. In that shuv in chelak dal choshemish b'sim reish chav Zayin, Rav Vosner says that the Shulchan Aruch was only makel b'sman hazeh because he assumed that the whole issue was gezel. Rav Vosner says, I think if the Shulchan Aruch would have realized the rayas of the kaftar v'ferach, that the issue is not only one of gezel, that it's one of yishuv Eretz Yisrael, I think he would have changed his psak, and I think he would have said it's still aser b'sman hazeh. So why should it be aser b'sman hazeh? Either because there are Jews living there, or because maybe we all like the kaftar v'ferach, that it's aser even if there aren't Jews living there. It's an issue of yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Nevertheless, there are those who are makel. Rav Herzog in his Shuvas of Psakim Chashmish Vesim Kuf Dalid says that since the entire issue is a concern of stealing, you always have the possibility of mechila, and it could be that with every new yeshuv that's established, it's an understood tonight that everyone is going to be mochel to each other in order to allow for because everyone wants shawarma. It's part of the Israeli experience. So if that's what I have to give up, then that's what I'll give up in order to be able to get my shawarma. Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg has an article in Tchumen about this, where he says that people can be mochel in every new yeshuv, and it's a daita dahachi. It's a surprising thing to say, right? This is a takana made for all of Klal Yisrael. And you say people are mochel and a takana that's made for the masses. Even the very din of Shulchan Aruch, that when there are no Jews in Israel, that the takana goes away, that seems to be against the rules, right? Davrusha b'minyan, tzarech minyan achalatiro. You can't just undo a halacha. So Rav Avadya says, based on the Tshuvas HaRash and Klal Beis and Ches, that if the reason for the Isser is very well known and it no longer applies, then it's batal memela. You don't need a minyan achalatiro when the reason is very famous and it's obvious that the reason no longer applies. Rav Zalman Nechemia explained that the original takana was only made b'makom that there's a chashash that it's going to be mazik acherim. Haraya, the Mishnah said in the midbaros it's mutter. So you see, it's clearly that takana was never made when there's not going to be a chashash. So it doesn't require a minyan acher lahatiro. Rav Sturmbach in Shuvas Vanhagos Chelak Dalet Sim Shim Chav Beis says that since the gedder of the takana is not to raise a behema daka in a way that it's going to cause damage, when there's no such concern, it's not doesn't fit begedder the takana, and it's therefore going to be mutter. The Kisei, the Chidar writes in Kisei Rachamim that's against the Gemara. The Chassid Echad tied it l'kirei amita and still was apparently a violation of the Isser. So don't tell me that if there's no chashash that it's going to cause damage, that it's not begedder the takana. The Chassid Echad tied it onto his bed. It wasn't going anywhere, and apparently was still included in the Isser. Then you have the Mincha Shlomo on Baba Kama Davayin Tes, where Shlomo Zalman suggests v'ulai kiven shenishtanu kol sidrei hachayim ba'ofen gidul behemos v'sidrei amirishalen lo shayach haytakana. He says maybe this takana is an anachronism of the way people used to raise animals, and now the whole way that people raise animals is entirely different. I don't know exactly what he's referring to. I don't know much about raising. I should have called my cousin before I gave this year, but I'm not sure what the way is that people raise animals that's different, and why the whole takana won't apply. Now, the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has an interesting twist on all of this. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Chidush Man Shas, suggests that even if the reason that the Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter nowadays no longer applies, right? There was a takana in the Mishnah. Shulchan Aruch says, yeah, but don't worry, nobody's stealing anything from any Jews anymore because no Jews own land in Eretz Yisrael, so the whole takana doesn't apply. But so Rav Kook comes along and says, yeah, but nowadays Jews do own land, so it does apply. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, I lost you on that last step. Once it goes away, because of whatever reason, once the takana goes away, then in order to bring a takana back, you need a new takana to be made. You need a new takana to be implemented. It doesn't come back automatically when we decide it comes back. A lot of achronim are not so pleased with that chiddush of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. They point out, the Rav Shaul Yisraeli points out, Ksubas Tav Gimelam and Beis, the Gemara says, Vili Akri the takanas Besul and Nisis Liyom Arvi, let's uproot the takana that we made, that Besul and Nisis Liyom Arvi. And the Gemara says, no, Gzeira Avida de Batla, the Gzeira they made, that you have to be Boa Lehegmon Tchila, that might become Batla. Takanta de Rabban, Mekami Gzeira, Lo Akrinan. But we're not going to uproot a takana de Rabban. The implication is that if they uproot the takana on account of the Gzeira Shetibal Lehegmon Tchila, it's not going to come back. Even when you no longer have to be Boa Lehegmon Tchila. The takana, the takana of getting married, it's not going to return. So that works with two days of rank. So to summarize, basically what we have is machlokes rishonim why it's us. The Rambam says that it's chashash gezel. Kaftar Ferach says because of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael that we're never allowed to destroy Eretz Yisrael. Rashi speaks out of both sides of his mouth. The Gra writes that the reason of Rashi is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Kaftar Ferach thinks Rashi holds that it's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Shulchan Aruch paskins bizman hazeh, where Jewish people don't own fields in Eretz Yisrael, it's totally mutter, and therefore it seems that the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rambam, that the reason is one of Gezel, and that's why it matters who owns the land. What does that mean for us nowadays? Rav Kook, Rav Vadi Yosef, nowadays it's got to be Usser. Rav Vazner, for sure it's going to be Usser nowadays because the Kaftar of Ferach holds that it's on account of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which always applies. But there are Achronim that hold that it might be Mutter Bizman Hazeh. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes that we could be Matir because once the Takana was Batel, B'yemei Shulchan Aruch, it never returns unless we make a new formal Takana. So I'm not sure exactly what people do, but they do raise animals, whether it's in Midbaros or whether they rely on the Shittos that are more Mekel. There does seem to be plenty of farm available in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, everyone have a great day.